VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Saudi Arabia has threatened to retaliate for any sanctions imposed against it after President Trump said the kingdom deserves severe punishment if it is responsible for the disappearance and suspected murder of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. Riyadh warned such action would receive a greater reaction, adding the oil-producing giant has an influential and vital role in the global economy. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio urged the Saudis to be forthcoming about Khashoggi's fate.
What I do think is shocking is if, in fact, he was lured into a diplomatic facility, murdered, his body chopped up, and that they sent a group of people down there to carry this out. That would be an outrage. It would be an atrocity. And there would be a swift response, certainly from Congress.
The leaders of Turkey and Saudi Arabia have discussed forming a joint working group to look into the disappearance of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who went missing October 2nd. State news agency from both countries said that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Saudi King Salman talked about the case in a Sunday night phone call. China's ambassador to the U.S. says many accusations the Trump administration has made against Beijing are groundless, including election interference. Without presenting any tangible evidence of Chinese election interference, the White House has accused China of trying to turn voters away from the Republicans in next month's election. It also calls a China Daily insert in many U.S. newspapers propaganda. A key border crossing between Syria and Jordan opened Monday for the first time in 3 years. The Nasib crossing is important for overland trade in the region, including for Syria's neighbor Lebanon. Rebels opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad seized the crossing in 2015, but government forces recaptured the area in July. This is VOA News. North and South Korea held high-level talks within the heavily fortified demilitarized zone Monday. That meeting discussed the implementation agreements made during the recent Pyongyang summit, as South Korean President Moon Jae-in called upon the international community to reward North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for his efforts to denuclearize. VOA Steve Miller has more.
North and South Korean leaders agreed in September to intensify cross-border cooperation and exchanges on various fronts. The Koreas agreed to connect rail and road systems along the east and west coasts during the summit, among other inter-Korean projects, and shared a view to make the Korean Peninsula a land of safety without nuclear weapons. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
U.S. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are traveling Monday to survey parts of the Florida Panhandle, devastated last week by Hurricane Michael. The White House did not give a detailed schedule for the visit, which comes after search and rescue crews continue to look for people who remain missing after the storm. At least 17 have been blamed, or deaths have been blamed on the storm, along its path from Florida to Virginia. Among the hardest hit area was Mexico Beach, a Florida panhandle town that state's governor Rick Scott said now resembles a war zone. The 132-year-old American retailer Sears is filing for bankruptcy protection with massive debt load and staggering losses, AP's Julie Walker.
Sears' bankruptcy comes after a last-ditch effort by the CEO, who had been pumping his own money into the company to keep it afloat. Sears joins a growing list of retailers that have shut their doors in the last few years amid a fierce competitive climate. But with its colossal size, Sears' liquidation will have even wider ripple effects from landlords to its workers. Sears once dominated the American landscape, but the company, which started out as a mail-order catalog in the 1880s, has been on a slow march toward extinction as it lagged far behind its peers. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. President Trump is suggesting Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis could be one of his next key officials to leave the government. The Republican president said in an interview Sunday on CBS's 60 Minutes news show that he has no indication that Mattis is leaving, but added, "I think he's sort of a Democrat, if you know what to the truth." But the president added that the retired Marine Corps general is a good guy with whom he gets along with very well. There's a long list of key officials who have either been fired or resigned during the president's 21-month administration, including United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, who announced last week that she will be leaving her post at the end of the year. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.